John 14, the Gospel of John 14, verses 1 through 11. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas say unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? And he that have seen me have seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Precious Lord, we thank you for the Gospel of John and the powerful words, the radical words of Jesus Christ. Verse number 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No other way. The Jesus way is the only way. Father, thank you for showing us the Jesus way. Now we pray right now that you would just expound on that way just a little bit for us, Father God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the moments, the days, the weeks prior to Jesus going to Calvary, prior to Jesus dying for our sins, he met with his disciples in the upper room. In chapter 13, he planned it all out. It was all prepared. The donkey was going to be there. The room was going to be set. The man had it all set up. Now Jesus is talking to his disciples, and the disciples are troubled. They're troubled. We would be troubled too. And many of us have been in situations like this. And they call this the weeks coming, the weeks prior to Jesus' crucifixion. They call it Passion Week. We probably would call it something else. We probably wouldn't think of it as Passion Week, but they call it Passion Week. You know, we have Palm Sunday next week. Next Sunday will be Palm Sunday, and then Good Friday, and then the Sunday following that would be the Resurrection Sunday. How about that? How about that? Today we're going to look at these three powerful lessons that Jesus taught. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then the second thing he says that's just amazing, no one else can say it. No one else can say it. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's the Jesus way. That's the Jesus way. But what is the way? What is the way? You know, when people ask you the question, people ask all the time, I want to go to heaven when I die. What do I need to do? Remember the story, the rich young ruler came, and the rich young ruler came running, and he asked Jesus, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, go sell all that you have and follow me. Become a believer, become a disciple, become a follower of Jesus Christ. Watch my life and model it, and let me be an example to you. All that falls under following someone. If I was to give someone directions on how to get to Columbus, most of us know we would start them off on 76, and then we would take 71 south. All the way down, 71 south will take you right in to Columbus. We know the way certain places. And we got Roy and Evelyn have been in Cleveland a long time, and Roy was raised in Cleveland. Know his way around Cleveland. We wouldn't know our way around Cleveland. We know our way around Youngstown. I'm pretty sure they probably still get a little confused in some of the places in Youngstown where we would take for granted. Because we know the way. Been doing it all our life. How do we get to Jesus? What does it mean? Jesus said, I am the way. How about that? Let's hang a hat right there on the way. I don't know if I get through all three of these today, but I'm going to talk about the way. Jesus said, I am the way. The way means I am the means. Okay? I am the method. In this sense, I am the road to heaven. The road to heaven goes where? Goes through me. Goes through me. Jesus is the only way to God. Somebody said, well, I'm going to ask somebody else. Let me ask another apostles, is there another way? Because, that's a hard way. Peter, what do you think? Peter, what do you think? And Jesus said he's the way. What do you think, Peter? Well, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Wait a minute, Peter, you done added something. See, Claire already said today, pastor or bread maker, he put a lot of yeast. Peter just put some another condition on it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the light. No man comes to the Father but through me. But Peter adds something. Peter said, not only is there no other way to heaven, but he said, whereby we must be saved. We must be saved. Meaning, this is important. Hey, listen, this is not politically correct. Okay? Jesus and disciples weren't politically correct. We have our own, our own congressman running for president, and he's a devout Catholic, and they've asked the Catholics this run for office prior. And they say, well, how's your Catholic faith and belief system going to affect your political decisions? And 99% of them will say, well, I've learned to separate my faith from my political decisions. Now, y'all know I'm not running for nothing. I'm some days I wake up, I'm amazed that I've lasted this long as a pastor. I preach like my days are short. Okay? I've learned to do that over the years. I've learned from good preachers. They tell me, preach like it's your last sermon. Don't take it for granted. Things change. Yes, Lord. Peter, Jesus, what do you mean? You're the only way. I am the only way, bro. There's no other way. How is Jesus the way to the Father? He is the Father. See? He is the Father. See, and Jesus can say this, like I said, no man can say this. In John 1, and starting off this wonderful chapter, John says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So here we have the Word saying, I am the way. Okay? And you'll find out the way by studying the word. But even he goes a little further, because he walked with these disciples. He loved these disciples. He walked with these disciples. He revealed himself to these disciples. He showed these disciples the very love of God. John 1:14 says, and the word was made flesh. How about that? The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Meaning the word was made flesh and walked among us as a man. How about that? The word was made flesh. 1 John 1:14. Watch this now. And we beheld his glory. We looked upon his glory. We were amazed at his glory. That word beheld is real close to the word behold. And we were just amazed at his glory. Remember when Moses went into the mount to come out with the Ten Commandments, and when he had been in the presence of God, and when he came out, his face glowed. His face glowed. These disciples beheld his glory. Watch this now. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Let me say that again. See, this is Christianity 101. Okay, so we talk, Jesus wasn't the Son of God. If he's not the Son of God, then we don't have no faith.
Amen.
We don't have no Christianity. There's no Christianity. There's no faith. There's no heaven. There's no reason for us to do what we do if he's not the Son. If he's not the only begotten of the Father.
Amen.
Y'all know what verse pours through this. These are foundational for the Christian.
Amen.
These verses here, if these verses here can be disproved, then our faith can be disproved. If you can disprove that Jesus is the Son of God, then we don't have nothing. We, like Paul said, we like men most miserable.
Amen.
If Jesus isn't the only begotten Son, then we have no hope for heaven. If Jesus is not in heaven, no reason for us to be there.
Amen.
Okay? John 1:18. Here's a good verse in the same text. He said, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he have declared him. No man have seen God at any time. Who do we see? Seen Jesus.
Amen.
We seen Jesus. The people of God seen Jesus. Jesus walked on this earth, and the people of God seen Jesus. They seen Jesus. Jeremy said, my mic is up. We'll do the best we can. Okay. So Jesus said, I am the way. What else made him the way? We can stay on the way for a little while. Stay with me for a little while on this word, the way. Okay? Because see, when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, he opened the doors.
Amen.
Of heaven. He paved the way. Listen. He gave us strength. He gave us courage. He gave us boldness when he died on the cross. What do you mean, Pastor? Hebrews 10 and 19 says this to the believers. Say this to the believers. We have to emphasize that word today anymore. He says this to the believers. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. I'm going to sit here and try to explain some of this. I don't want to go too far with it, but we have the right to stand in this circle and pray only because of what Jesus did on Calvary's cross. Before that, only the priest, only the high priest could go and pray. He didn't take our prayers and go behind the veil of the temple and the holiest of holies, and he would offer up our prayers. But here, Jesus saying, by the blood of Jesus, verse 19 of Hebrews 10, listen, a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us. How? Through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. What happened when Jesus died on Calvary's cross? What happened when he gave up the ghost, when he said, it is finished? The veil, the Bible says the veil of the temple was rent. How was it rent? Man didn't rent it. It was rent, Bible says, from top to bottom. And the purpose of it being rent is so we can take our petitions to the Lord. We have a, Bible says, I like this verse here, by a new and living way. We serve a living God. We serve a risen Savior. No other religion, no other faith can say that their God is alive. Amen. None other. No other religion can say their God is alive but Christianity. We serve a living Savior. We serve a risen Savior. And we can go to him because of what he did on Calvary's cross. Look at Ephesians 2. He says, 2:18, for through him. Through him. And when he said, I am the way, Paul, everybody backed it up. I am the way, the truth, and the life. For through him, Ephesians 2:18, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Unto the Father. We can get there by him. You're not getting there on your own. You're not getting there on your own. 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ also hath suffered for sins, not for his. The just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Why did he suffer? The just for the unjust. Why? That he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. He died for us. Amen. He died for us. He's the way. He's the way. In John 10:9, these verses should be familiar to us. John 10:9, Jesus said, he's still emphasizing, I'm the way, I'm the way, I'm the way. I'm the way. Enter by faith. Enter by faith as a sheep. We enter by faith. What's a sheep do? Follow the shepherd. How do we enter in? By faith. Faith cometh how? By hearing. This is why Satan is working so hard in these churches today, not preaching the word of God. Because Satan knows that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we fill these churches up and don't talk about Jesus. It's so important that the word of God be preached. Amen. Listen to what Jesus says. Jesus was a preacher. Okay? He said, I am the door. John 10:9. I am the door. There's no way you can get in this church without coming through the door. Okay? When you go home, you're going to go through the door. Nobody going through the window unless they leave a key somewhere. Okay? That's a last resort. That's the last option. Most of us going home, we're going to go through the door. Most of us got alarms on near our door. We're going to set the alarm, and it's going to let us in. And Jesus said, that's the only way you're going to get to heaven. So next time you go through your door, remember, same way to get to heaven. You got to have access. Okay, got to come in through a door, and you got to have access. Because if you make a mistake and go into the wrong door, you can. You know, I've heard people get drunk and they knock on the wrong door. Bad things happen when you go through the wrong door.
Amen.
Okay, because there are a whole lot of folks locked and loaded anymore. So you go out there and knock on the wrong door, and then try to get in, and start wiggling the key. And shaking on the door and banging on the door, and they're gonna say, who is it? And if everybody that lived there is already home, then you got a problem. I am the door, Jesus said. By me. See how dogmatic he is? Folks, we can't be wishy-washy with this. I know people, well, you know, there's a lot of ways to get to heaven. There's a lot of ways to get to heaven. You can go to, listen. Don't believe that. Okay? I don't care what they say. I don't care. I know some of y'all love Oprah and everybody, and there are 100 ways to get to heaven. There are not 100 ways to get to heaven. Amen. There's one way and one door, and that door is Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? Now, I don't know where you want to go when you leave here, but if you want to go to heaven, there's only one door.
Amen.
And Jesus said, I am the door. Okay? The Baptist faith ain't the door. The Catholic faith ain't the door. The Christian faith ain't the door. Jesus is the door.
Amen.
He's the door. And by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
Amen.
This is the word of God speaking. He shall be saved if he enter in by me. And shall go in and out and find pasture. You know what he said? I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to be his shepherd. If he come in the right door and he did come into that door by faith, I'm going to be his shepherd and I'm going to take care of him. Some of you in here right now don't know how you're holding up. But if you know Jesus and he's your shepherd and he's your savior and he's your Lord, he's going to take care of you.
Amen.
Okay? And his ways ain't our ways. Okay? But some of us in here can stand and say right now, I'm still standing.
Amen.
After all I've been through. And we have been through some stuff as a family.
Amen.
I'm not talking about a family. I'm not about the Neal family or the Potter family or the Claire family. I'm talking about as a church family. We have been through something God has seen us through.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
God has seen us through. See, and then Jesus is so wonderful. He gives us the flip side. He says, the thief, John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Watch this now. I am. When Moses was told to go into Egypt and talk to Pharaoh, and Moses was scared to death, which rightfully so. Who should I say sent me? Tell him, I am sent you. Ain't nothing changed there, okay? The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come, okay? I am come. Come from where? Come from heaven. I am come from heaven. Okay? That they might have life. Life. That they might have life. That life consists of hope. That life consists of joy in the Holy Ghost. That they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. More abundantly. Let me tell you something. I don't care how you man. I ain't doing real good. You live an abundant life if you know Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? Well, you know, I'm struggling. Rita might say, but at this time in my life, I wasn't planning on working this long. Well, you still live an abundant life. Because see, you got something to look forward to after this life.
Amen.
Everything for the believer ain't packed up in this life. Our hope come from above. Our hope is one day we're going to spend all eternity in glory.
Amen.
And we're going to look back on all this junk that we accumulated on this side.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Jesus is the only way. Paul would write, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Jesus is God's gift to this world for salvation. Not by works. Okay? Not by works, not by how much money you give, not by how you ran a women's program and you was on the pastor anniversary committee and you cut the church grass and you picked up paper in the parking lot. Not by works. You ain't got nothing to boast about. You want to boast? Boast in the Lord.
Amen.
Boast in the Lord. When you want to sit here and talk about, well, you know, I'm doing okay. Physically, I'm healthy. I've never been sick. Or, you know, I'm doing okay financially. Thank the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me strength and wisdom. Thank you for giving me the power to overcome some situations that could have consumed me. I stand because of you. Okay? He's the way. He's the way, and this is interesting to me. He's our high priest. He's our high priest. And being a high priest, you know what? We got a priest that understands. Because he walked this earth, he understands what we've been dealing with. He understands what you're going through. Now I look out there, I see Kenny. Jesus understands what you're going through. Okay? He understands your pain. He understands your heartache. He understands what it's like growing up in a crazy environment as a young man. He understands. How do I know? See, I don't like to say stuff I can't back up with scripture. I get in conversation with people. They can ask, well, tell me why you believe that, and where's that at in the Word of God? Hebrews 4:14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest. We don't leave that word out. We have a great high priest. We sing the song. Great is what? Great is thy faithfulness. We have a great high priest. What a mighty God we serve. We have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens. Uh-oh. See, that's separation again. Allah ain't passed through the heavens. Joseph Smith ain't passed through the heavens. Amen. The Pope ain't passed through the heavens. Amen. See, only our Lord has passed through the heavens. Now I got to start from the beginning, because if I don't, you miss the point of the whole verse. Seeing that we have a great high priest,
yes. Yes.
That has passed into the heaven. Watch this now. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. He is the Son of God.
Amen.
That's who he is. And I'm going to stand on the Word of God. Right. I'm going to stand on the Word of God. I just ask God to give me standing strength. Give me the strength to stand on your word. Our folks are trying to chop you down. He's the Son of God.
Yes.
He's the only begotten Son. You read some of these different translations, some of these old funny Bibles, and pick one up. Well, his only son. Let me know, he's not his only son. He's the only begotten son. Why don't you take begotten out? You didn't mess up the verse. Okay? See? Ray, my only son. A man can have an only son. You can't have an only son like Jesus. You can't have an only begotten son. No, Jeremy can't walk around, little Jeremy, my only begotten son. No, Jeremy, your only son.
Amen.
That's all he is, your only son.
Yes.
Now, I'm not downplaying that. That's important.
Yes. Yes.
But he's not begotten.
Okay.
Okay? For we have not a high priest. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He know what we're going through. Just lean on him. Lean on the Lord. Trust in the Lord and all your strength and your might. Trust in the Lord. Don't trust in your feelings. Don't trust in your emotions. They change. Trust in the Lord. Because we have an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted, like as we are. How about that? Yet without sin. See, we get tempted in sin. We get tempted and do stuff that we have to ask God to forgive us from. But Jesus ain't never done nothing where he had to ask God to forgive him. Okay? Because he was God. Who are you going to ask? He was God. Let us therefore come on now, boldly. And you get all that, now you have a right to come boldly. You can come boldly on behalf of yourself. On behalf of somebody else, you can come boldly because you have a proper understanding of who God is. Some folks can't come boldly because they don't understand scripture well enough. That's why, you know, we talked about this morning. Give us that growing awareness of the scriptures. As men and women of God, we ought to be growing. We ought to be getting stronger and stronger. And when you get stronger and stronger, you look at the, I watch these March Madness, whatever you want to call it, March Madness, and they start off with 64 teams. Now they're down to 2. And you watch them boys get ready to come out on the court. They doing their dances, and they tapping themselves on the shoulder because they didn't went through some stuff. And they didn't grew, and they didn't come together as a team, and they didn't got stronger. Every victory gives them strength. Every victory gives them strength. And now they're down to the wire. And now they all cranked up. They all cranked up. Christians ought to be all cranked up. Amen. You've been walking with the Lord for 10, 15, 20 years. You ought to say, come on, Satan, hit me with your best shot. Okay? I'm dealing with something now. I got the right God in my heart, in my soul, and I can deal with some stuff. I can deal with some stuff now that I couldn't deal with 10, 15 years ago. Oh. Watch this now. Look at Hebrews. I jumped to that one verse. I want to stay on Hebrews and Hebrews 2 just because I'm not getting past the way today. I'll do the truth next week. We're going to do the way today. Because I want y'all, listen, the way is important. Okay? Hebrews 2:17, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brothers. He wanted to be like us. He walked this earth like a man. He did the things men do. But he might be, watch this, a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Y'all know what it means to make reconciliation? Okay. He wants to make us right with God. Jesus came down to earth to die to make us right with God. Why is that so important? Because if we're not right with God, we're wrong with God. And we can't get to heaven wrong with God. We got to be right with God. So he came to die to make us right with God, to reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself have suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. That word secure means to help them that are tempted. Word of God say he's faithful. He's faithful. He's more faithful than any man. Listen, y'all can sit here and say, I'm a man. Listen, let me tell you something. I love my family. I love you guys. But getting up on that cross, and they say, they show me them nails. They say, hey, them the nails we're going to put to your feet. And you know, my feet tender. So you get older, my feet tender. And I say, them the nails you going to, yeah, them the nails we're getting ready to put to your feet. And them the nails, I know what I'm doing. I'm like, hold up. I'm like, hold up. It doesn't take all that. Does it take all that to save these folks? Yeah, we got to nail you to this cross. See? Don't you, your hands feel different, you know? Toya had that carpal tunnel surgery. She probably doing that nail going through my hand. That'd be. See, he's saying he did all that for us. Amen. He did all that for us. Bible said he was faithful. He knew what he had to do. He knew what he had to do. Some things dread. Some things we know we had to do, we dread. I went to the dentist last week. That wasn't. And I went to school with this guy. Him and I are good friends in school. We graduated together. And he my dentist, and he grinded all that. And then he said something unthinkable. Don't eat no more gummies. I said, man, Margaret just bought me a new box. He's a way. The Bible says he's a way. He intercedes for us. How about that? He intercedes for us. He's standing with the Lord. And he said, listen, this one mine. This one belong to me. I'm representing this one. Ain't that good? I used this verse last week, I believe. It's worth repeating. He said, my little children. That's important. That's what we are to God. We are his little children. He said, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. Don't sin. But Jesus ain't crazy. He know we in his flesh. He know we in his flesh. But he said, but if any man sin, women too. Okay, it's ain't a man thing. This is not gender specific. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So little Justin, you have a bad day, you have a bad week, you have a bad day in school, whatever. Don't tuck your tail and run. Just get on your knees and say, God forgive me, I know I was wrong, and get back in line.
Amen.
That's all it means. You know, smoke running around here, you know, listen, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? Listen. We can judge ourselves.
Amen.
That's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to say, man, what?
Examine
himself. You know when you're wrong. You can sit here, you know that was wrong. Okay? You didn't have to talk to that lady at Walmart like that because she had 15 items in 12 limit. Them thoughts be going through your head. Now, I'm in a hurry. And it say 12, and you done sat there counting her stuff. Roy laughing because he know he done it. I'm in a hurry, and she got 18 items, and it say 13 or less. All y'all in here laughing. Shame on all y'all. I know I'm not the only one that ain't done it, huh? Listen. Jesus says, and if any man sin, watch this now, we have an advocate with the Father. That's some beautiful stuff. We have an advocate with the Father that works for the Father. That's on the same law team as the Father. How about that? You got a lawyer representing you that works on the law team with the judge. Okay. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. John 3:16. For the whole world. Jesus died for the whole world. He didn't die just for the Israelites. He didn't die just for the Jews. He died for the whole world. And he intercedes for us. And Paul wrote this. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. You know, and I can read this over and over and over. It's in Romans 8. Y'all know so familiar with it. He intercedes for us. What happened to God like this? He said, what then? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us what? All things. Who shall lay any charge to God's elect? It is God that justify. God justified us. You know what that word mean? Just as we haven't done nothing. We walking around here justified. Okay, back in the day we would call it dignified. But now when we say we call it justified. Who is he that condemneth us? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. Who's the us? Justified ones. Justified ones. Here's my favorite part. Here's my favorite verse, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Come on now. Shall tribulation? No. Distress? No. Persecution, no. Famine, no. Nakedness, no. Peril, no. Sword, no. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep to the slaughter. Now watch this. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors. We're not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors through him. Through him that loved us. And Paul says, I'm going to wrap this up. He said, for I am persuaded. I'm totally convinced. Okay? I nothing can change my mind about this. Okay? Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. And we got some stuff to come. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Y'all remember back in the day, I know coming up back in the day, they say, we serve a God that sits high and looks down low. That's what we serve. We serve that God. Y'all don't know where that verse come from. I had to look stuff up in the Bible. Listen. Psalm 138 and 6. Talk about this God. This God that intercedes for us. That's out looking out for our behalf. Knowing we're going to get into some stuff. We stupid sheep. We just sheep and we're going to get into stuff. Okay? We're going to get little diseases and infections and we're going to get into stuff. But the Bible says, though the Lord be high, yet he have respect unto the lowly. Though the Lord be high, he have respect to the lowly. You know what the lowly need? They need strength. Guess who's going to provide it? He'll provide your strength for the journey. That's all it is a journey. That's all we is. We journey in the road that leads to heaven. And we're on this journey. And he gave us strength to climb. Sometimes we got to climb on this journey. Sometimes we got some obstacles. We got to climb. And sometimes we need some strength to get through these valleys. We go through these valleys. We go through these difficult times. And they may last a month. They may last a year. We don't know. But we know God. If he's our God, if he's our Lord, he's our Savior, he's going to give us strength to go through these valleys. You know, all we got to do is keep, you know, Lord, I'm leaning on you. Okay? I'm counting on you. I need you. Hold my hand. You know, we used to sing songs like that. Now, some of this stuff they sing now in the black church, they say, I'm going to just turn on Marvin Gaye or it's just too smooth. Now, I want to hear Jesus. I want to hear, hold on. God's unchanging hand. We don't sing that no more. No, he just popping things. He just want to slow dance. Claire knows too. She over there giggling. We just sang some stuff that gave us strength and gave us power. Okay? Keep going, Paul, Pastor. Keep going. Let me give you this last one. I'm going to close. I'm not going to even dig into the truth. We're going to eat some hot dogs and stuff. And we're going to give Justin the right hand of fellowship. But listen to me. He's sitting at the right hand of God. What's he doing there? Making intercessions. He's on the right hand of God making intercessions for us. The us is us. The us is the saved ones. He said, that's mine. Look at this verse. I'm gonna read this verse in 1 Timothy 2. Here's Paul writing to Timothy. He said, Timothy, see the Timothy, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, those were the pastoral epistles. Paul was establishing his church and he was setting up the rules for his church. And he said, teach this. That's what he's saying. Teach this, Timothy. Okay? And then some of us we struggle with. But Paul said to Timothy, he says, this God we serve, who would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. God wants everybody to be saved. But he knows there's only one way, and that's if the truth is being taught. But he said, teach this about this God we serve that's interceding for us. Okay? He's up in God's right hand making intercessions for us. What's he saying? For there is one God and one mediator between God and man. Let me read that again before I read the last part. There is one God and one mediator. Okay? One mediator. And the mediator sits between two opposing parties trying to bring them together. Okay? You file an EEO, and the first day they say, well, you know, you got a problem with your boss. You know, Roy been in mediation, and, you know, hey, you got a problem with, you know, Roy, you got to come to court. Before you do that, can we just Bring a mediator here and see if we can settle this. Well, there ain't but one mediator, so the man of God ought to be all right with that. Say, well, if you bring Jesus in, there's only one mediator, okay? Now, there's one God and one mediator between God and man, okay? One mediator, the man, Christ Jesus. That man, Christ Jesus. Okay. So you got to understand that people are going to say, well, there's a lot of Christs out there. There's a lot of people out there, you know. No. No, watch how the scripture explains itself. For there's one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And as if that wasn't enough, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Because folks have had no problem questioning the preacher. Okay? Who gave himself to be a ransom, to be testified, to be preached in due time. In due time. Listen. Last verse. I get chills when I say that. This is the last verse. And I said it earlier. We talk about eternal. We talk about everlasting. We talk about unchangeable. We talk about it in sports. And we talk about it in sports or your job. You know, Evelina retired. Some of y'all retired. Somebody going to bid on that job. Somebody taking your place. The show must go on. That job is... Okay? Amen. You know, you can sit here and watch the sports and the man go down and somebody coming off the bench real quick. Rip them things off. Run right into the game. They waiting. Uh-huh. Okay? They waiting to take an opportunity to take his place. Let me tell you something. Anybody taking Jesus' place? You know, there's nobody in line taking Jesus' place. Amen. Okay? How do I know that? There ain't no new Jesus coming on the scene. Amen. This one ain't got no. This one ain't played out. Some people say, well, you know, times change. Well, times might change. But the word of God is not changing. It's an unchanging word. It's an everlasting word. It ain't changed. It don't change with the times. Amen. Okay? And just because you have certain things in society that's changed, it doesn't change the word of God. And then what we doing, we just, you know, times is different. We'll throw the Bible in the trash. Okay? Because if times is going to affect the word of God is you're going to be adding stuff to it. And the Bible is clear in Revelation 22. Don't add nothing to it. And don't take anything away. Oh, we don't like to hear that. But watch this last verse. He says, but this man, talking about Jesus, because he continueth forever, Hebrews 7:24, have an unchangeable priesthood. Okay? I don't have an unchangeable priesthood. If something happened to me tomorrow, y'all be putting a pulpit committee search team together trying to find somebody to come take my place. See, that don't work like that. Ain't no unchangeableness up in here. Because one day I'm leaving up out of here. Okay? And the next man up. But when Jesus ain't no next man up.
Amen.
Okay? He's the only man up. Ain't no next man up. But this man, because he continueth ever, have an unchangeable priesthood. Okay? Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God. How? By him. By him. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for him. Listen, there's only one way to God. This is not politically correct. Listen, this the Bible's not politically correct. Jesus is not politically correct. Listen, there's only one way to heaven. Okay? And I know for, oh man, yeah, that's on that Jesus. Listen, there's one way to heaven. Okay? No next man up. No other way. But the Jesus way. But the Jesus way. Now, the question we have to ask, am I on the Jesus way? Am I on the Jesus way? Because that's the only way. Precious Lord, I just pray to you today. that the folks that are hearing the sound of the scriptures, the sound of the pastor's voice, preaching what thus say the Lord, that we on the Jesus way. That we understand fully that Jesus, when he said, I am the way, what he really meant is I am the only way. The only